Welcome to the Forward with Purpose podcast. Your hosts are Linda Keener Thomas from the National Memorial for the Unborn and Mindy Lefishore from An Even Place Virtual Abortion Healing Groups and Coaching for Pro-Life Ministry Workers. We understand the power of addressing the abortion wound, which then allows us to confidently stand in the gap for the next person. We also understand how lonely and heavy this work can be. This podcast is designed to connect you with other leaders doing this work, to learn from the vast wealth of knowledge and experience that is out there. God has designed you for greater things. God has commissioned you to a precious and sacred place in abortion recovery ministry work. It is our hope you are encouraged and equipped as you move forward with purpose in your ministry. So, Tori, I just would love to hear more about your intake process. That's what, a lot of people are asking about that. You know, what, when we get these ladies coming in the difficult cases, more and more women are becoming more and more open about a lot of other things in their life, not just abortion, right? So how do we know when to refer them? How do you know when it's beyond your team's capability? And if they have multiple things going on, you know, like abuse or, you know, sexual other things going on that they need help with, how do you know what's big, the bigger thing, and how do you know, where do you refer them to?
So typically for our intake process, we literally on our website have like an intake form, but it's very basic. And then our office administrator will reach out to them and just make sure their mailing address and everything is right. That's what we're calling to say. We want to make sure we mail the plate, you know, the book to the right place. But it's also an attempt to just kind of hear them and where they are and make sure that they know what we're doing. You know, we're very thorough, I think, also on our webpage about what we're doing. And it's a Christian Bible, you know, it's a Christian group, and we will be discussing those things. And there are also several videos where people are giving testimony about our groups. And so I think that helps people to see clearly what we're doing. And it also says on there that we are not, you know, trained therapists or licensed therapists and all of that. When it comes to the actual groups and the ladies and the various things that they have going on, I mean, honestly, I think all of us have other stuff going on to a degree. Sometimes there are some where it does seem extreme and like maybe this isn't where they need to start their healing. I don't typically say that though. You know, if I feel that way, I would contact them individually and just say, do you think maybe you should do some other type of healing first and come back? But typically I'll just let them stay in the group, and I try to keep our discussions focused on the topic of abortion or whatever is kind of wherever the conversation has led, just kind of try to keep it in the right boundaries. But I haven't had a case, at least yet, where I feel like I had to say, I don't think that you can be a part of our group. I have had, obviously, many, I said a little bit ago, many that will drop out, or if it feels like too much for them, they'll say they might join again another time. And that could come up. But as of right now, I have not dealt with that. We did have a lady join one of our other groups, and she's a Wiccan. Mm-hmm. And so she, we did offer to change and have one-on-one with her, instead of her being a part of the group, just because, you know, we didn't want to push her away by any mm-hmm. means. If we can be a light in her world, we want to be. But we also want to make sure the other people are not hearing right. something that's not truthful and, or, you know, whatever she might share. So in that case, that was one of the ones that we did one-on-one with. And, you know, anybody that wants to join our groups, if they've had an abortion experience, I'm going to let them join. And I'm very prayerful, and I think the other ladies are as well, that lead, that God would have the right people in the group. And that's why I used to be like, oh no, you know, they dropped out or whatever. And now I've gotten very comfortable with knowing God puts the right people in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times he'll pull the wrong ones out, you know, mm-hmm. if they're not supposed to be there.
It's a good perspective.
Yeah. I've thought before, you know, I don't know if this person is really ready for this. And, you know, I felt like, well, God put them here for a reason. He put our, ministry in the line in their path for a reason. And then after that, one of those ladies that I had thought that about ended up giving her life to Christ right there on the scene.
Love
So
it.
yeah, I mean, it is
That's
definitely, I
right.
know that there are a lot of people who would, and maybe there might be people who are thinking she's crazy, but I just kind of trust God with it. And so far we haven't had any really difficult scenarios or anything like that.
Are you doing anything special? You mentioned that you've had like how many countries, 11 countries or something. Are you doing anything special to get your website in front of people that they're finding you?
The only thing that we do is I will boost our like when I share our upcoming studies, I'll boost the post on Facebook. And I mean, we're a small organization. We are only donation, like we don't have a lot of money. So I'm not spending very much to boost it. And half of the time, like, I always try to ask people, how did you hear about us? Because I'm interested in that, and how can I reach more people? And they always say things like, it just showed up, or I was in this other group, and someone that has been in our thing before anonymously shared that they had been in this group. And it was, a lot of it, I don't think it's coming from me boosting. I mean, maybe some, but the majority of the ladies are saying that they have found us by accident almost, which we know is not true.
God
But
accident.
like God has put us in their place, in the line of so that they'll see us. And a lot of the ladies will be even like, I don't remember. I don't know how I found you. Like, and I know I've been in those places before where you're like, it's like really late at night and all the things are running through your mind and you're researching things and you find things and you sign up for it. And later you're like, why did I sign up for that? And I think that happens sometimes, like they're just looking for things and we pop up. But yeah, I mean, I wish I could say this is the magic formula to get, all these people to sign up for your groups. But honestly, I think it's just God putting us in the front of them somehow.
What's some of the toughest issues you've run across so far?
Meaning, with
Just
the
in
ministry or
group
with women?
with the women, yeah.
Well, there's a, we've had several ladies that have experienced a lot of. Maybe they were abused as a child, or they were raped, and so there's other things going along, concurrently that they're dealing with. And while we don't focus on those, I let them share because obviously we all can relate to various things. It is hard sometimes to hear the stories and know the hurting and the pain that they're dealing with, and I wish I could just put my arms through the screen, and hug them. But I've just been amazed at how God has used it, even though we're not together in person. And I know you guys do virtual too, and it's really amazing how you can be so far away from each other and have so much impact on each other's lives. Some of the groups of ladies are still in touch years later. I'll get these random pictures of their families and stuff, or random letters in the mail. And it's just such a blessing to know that, I mean, I didn't solve all their problems, but just our ministry has been a blessing to them and helped them along the way in their journey. And so, yeah, I mean, there are definitely some hard things. And one of the things that's frustrating too is like if you have groups and then nobody comes, or you planned it and everybody was supposed to be there and then only one person shows up. I mean, those things are frustrating and they happen, but overall, yeah, I mean, it's been just amazing. So,
It goes back to what you said previously, that it's just kind of getting over it. That's what God has just designed it that way. These people needed to come out for whatever reason. Your leaders, I'm thinking about, all of our leaders, we hear a lot of hard things in the groups, a week after week after week, and depending over how many groups you're doing a year, So, how are you caring for your leaders? What's that look like?
So I make sure to tell the ladies that serve, by doing the online Bible studies that anytime they need to take break or they want to go a season or two without leading one, like you're not going to hurt my feelings, and it won't devastate our ministry, and all of that, because I want them to know that it's important to me that they don't feel pressured. That if they don't feel led that, time, if they need a break, go for it. I also try to do little things here and there to show my appreciation for what they're doing, because they're not getting paid. I mean, they're volunteers. They've been through our study. Sometimes they've been through our retreats too, but they just want to love on ladies like they were loved on. And so I try to show appreciation in various little ways that I can. And then just checking on them from here, from here and there, and just saying, what's going on? Do you need help? Those different things, and just showing them how much I appreciate what they're doing.
Good. It sounds like you got some good stuff going on, and that you guys are growing and taking good care and being mindful of all the things that could happen. So thank you again, Tori, for your time. We do
You.
appreciate it.
Thank you.